This is an IELTS Energy podcast, episode 861. It wasn't luck that got Lucia an overall IELTS 7.5.
Welcome to the IELTS Energy podcast from All Ears English with your hosts, former IELTS examiner Jessica Beck and Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer. With hundreds of band 7, 8, and 9 success stories, our strategies are the smartest in the IELTS world. Get your estimated band score now with our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore.
Lucia from Brazil only had to take IELTS once to nail the scores she needed. Listen to her lovely advice so you don't waste any more time in preparing for the IELTS results you need.
This episode was recorded a few weeks in advance.
Our understanding of the COVID-19 situation has changed since then.
We hope you are healthy and safe.
And we hope that All Ears English can be a bright spot in your day during this moment of uncertainty.
Hello, IELTS Energy listeners. We hope you are happy and healthy and safe as you are hearing this episode. We are going to bring you some positivity today, some good news today, because we know there's not enough of that in the world right now. So we have a very special guest, Lucia. Welcome to IELTS Energy.
Hello. Thank you so much, Jessica. It's a pleasure to be here. And yeah, great news. We are going to talk about great news. We really
need
that.
Great news today. You know, at IELTS Energy and All Ears English, we are still striving towards our goals of connection, not perfection, of helping people forward themselves. Even if they're stuck at home, even if times are tough around them, like, we want to still be inspired, right? And Lucia, you are going to help inspire us today. So before we get to the inspirational part, let's talk about the beginnings of your IELTS journey, right? So when did you start preparing for the IELTS exam?
Okay, so my preparation started in January. Definitely like less than 2 months ago, honestly. I would say I was postponing, you know, to take the exam. I was really afraid on how I would perform, and yeah, but then when I decided, I was okay, I have to have a course or something to support me in this goal. So it was really straight away. I decided one day, I started looking online for some options. I found the video about you, but I wasn't completely decided because I was checking in other courses as well. But then I found an interview of someone from my city, because I was born in the south of Brazil, and there was a guy who was saying, "This girl's really helped me a lot," and that was like, "Okay, this is my call. I'm gonna buy the course," and then.
That's cool. Yeah, so you felt like that was a sign, like, okay, these ladies helped this guy who's kind of in the same situation, same part of the world. Like, okay, I trust them. They can help me. Okay. So that's excellent. So you realized immediately, you're like, I can't do this on my own. I need a course. Why do you think you made that decision? Like, why were you able to recognize that you needed help immediately? Because like, your English is very good. And I think for other people like you, other students like you, I think they might be making a different call. They might be like, ugh, you know, my English is great. I could take this test, no problem. So what made you think that you needed some help?
Yeah, that's a great question, Jessica. The fact that I knew English wasn't really convincing me that I could pass the exam, because everyone was telling me that, hey, the exam is really not about knowing English. I mean, it is a whole new thing. And that always scared me, because I'm not very organized. You know, I wasn't that kind of brilliant student. I didn't really was sitting all the on a daily basis, let's say, to study and to review what I was learning at school. So it was really, when I realized it, like, okay, I need to have this grade, because I have like my plan was to pursue a master's degree. My plan is to pursue this degree. And I was like, okay, I'm really, I'm going to need to also change something inside me, and I need help. That was the call. And the help that I was looking for was about, because I like to have the sense of control somehow of my time. Sure. I didn't want to spend so many hours that I want to be able to go out with my boyfriend or have like a social life, you know. I didn't want to isolate myself. And your plan was about, I think I decided for the 30 days plan. So it was 30 days. When I was going to sit and study for a few hours, and that was okay, you know, it wasn't too much, but it sounded very professional to help me.
That's awesome. Yeah, that's the thing. I mean, oh my gosh, listeners, everyone here with us today, listening wherever you are in the world, we're all adults, we're all busy. And even if you're still stuck at home, which some people might be, there are still a lot of other things calling our attention, right? And there's, you know, if we have too much time, that's also dangerous because then it's easy to procrastinate. You're like, oh my God, I have all day. I don't have to go to work. I'll study IELTS later. And then you end up like putting it off, right? And then when you do actually tackle it, maybe you fit it into your busy life or you manage to like get off the couch to your desk, wherever you're fitting this in. Guys, you need to make sure that you're doing the right things. Right? You need to be confident that it's the right information. You're not wasting your time and you could still enjoy the rest of your life. Okay. So how many times did you end up taking the exam?
Just once. Yeah.
Woohoo! One
after studying.
Done.
Yeah. For 30 days. Yes.
Okay. I love
once.
That.
Yeah.
So,
and
okay.
I never took anything similar actually, Jessica. That's why I felt like, oh my gosh. Yeah,
it
was, and I definitely think that was because of tricky. It's like it played a heavy role, I think, in preparing me for that.
What was the scariest part of the exam for you? Like, what did you feel like you needed the most help in?
In the very beginning, I felt confident about speaking, and I felt very unsafe about the reading part because I couldn't really make it in the proper time. I was always like behind the schedule, and also I would say that writing was very challenging because I wasn't used to do the academic writing.
Sure.
It's a whole new thing if you are used just to chat with friends or professionally.
Totally.
I was working in English always, but still another thing. I always worked for startups and informal professional environments, I would say. So it wasn't my thing, thinking of in an academic way. So
yeah,
it was scaring me a lot, really.
Okay, awesome. Okay, so let's stop beating around the bush here and let's get to your scores, Lucia. I feel like we've provided enough context now. I hope listeners can feel themselves in the same place you were, right? Okay, so listeners, again, first time she took IELTS, last time she took IELTS. All right, what were your scores, Lucia?
So I had a 7.5 overall with 8.5 in reading, 8 in listening, 6.5 in writing, and 7.5 in speaking.
We don't say dot, we say point.
Point, okay.
Just real quick correction. Okay, that's amazing. Oh my gosh, 8.5 overall? Is that what you said?
7.5 overall. Yeah.
Overall.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, those are amazing scores. Okay,
really
and like,
are,
okay, here's what's crazy to me is that reading was the thing you mentioned first as like, oh my God, this is scary. I don't know how I'm going to do that. And you got an 8.5.
Yeah, it was so crazy. Yeah.
Okay.
It was actually very surprising. Yeah.
Were you surprised when you saw your own scores?
You know, Jessica, crazy thing. During my exam, my screen actually had a bug when I was taking the listening exam. So I kind of lost a bit of time and I had to call someone. I kind of panicked a bit. But I would say that even for that part, I was kind of prepared because the course had this anti-anxiety model. So I was actually prepared for, okay, I can't handle any situation. I'm going to just breathe. And I did that, but I had to call someone because my screen was completely bugged like for 3 minutes. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
So yeah, it happened. And I mean, it was okay because I could continue, but yeah, even
still,
because of that, I was scared of my results, you know?
Yeah, totally. Okay. First of all, That's amazing. You still ended up getting an 8 in listening, like even though your screen went wild for a minute.
Yep.
And honestly, like that would throw a lot of students off. I can't tell you how many times I've heard this story from candidates where something went wrong in the listening, like maybe the volume wasn't correct if they were doing the paper version or whatever. And then it just throws them off the whole rest of the exam. Like they're off kilter, like they're not doing their best. So remember guys, 3 Keys IELTS is the only IELTS course that has an anti-anxiety module. Like we're the only ones. And we're also the only course that has one just for the computer version, right? So 3 Keys IELTS, allearsenglish.com/KEYS. Okay, so Lucia, let's think of some takeaways that our listeners can hear you talk about and use in the future. Like, let's focus on these 8s, okay? Because 8s are amazing. All right, reading. What helped you on the test? Hello, awesome IELTS Energy listeners. If you have been inspired by anything you've learned on this show, leave us a review, guys. It helps people find the show, and we want everyone to get the IELTS scores they need. And one lucky reviewer will be chosen for a free IELTS level check with an expert from our team. So right now, guys, go to Apple Podcasts or Stitcher or wherever you listen and leave IELTS Energy a review.
Okay, for reading, besides the course, I think I was so worried about reading that I was actually trying it. I was actually exercising this part a lot. And I was always like in a fluctuation, let's say, about sometimes I was getting an 8 when I was doing the mock test. Sometimes yeah. It was less. So I was very worried. And that actually boosted me to invest in this study. So something that I would say is honestly, sometimes we know that we are better in something. Like yeah. I thought I was going to really nail the speaking part.
Yeah.
And that was quite surprising because, okay, I had a 7.5, which is not bad. But the topics that were approached, they were so weird. And I was completely overwhelmed. It was like, what was the most beautiful night or sky night that you saw? I mean... Who has this, you know, in mind when you speak? I mean, you have to think about, and it wasn't that great as I thought. So I would say that, first of all, don't just, because a few people say, hey, if you don't have a lot of time, maybe focus on your best parts, maybe focus on 2 models. I wouldn't say that. I would definitely say, I mean, I want to hear your opinion, actually. But I thought that it could be great for me. Like, maybe I should invest time in something that I really need to improve. But no. This isn't right. I mean, you should be really testing the 4 parts and studying for them equally.
That is completely true. Because again, like examining for 14 years, teaching IELTS for even longer, I can't tell you how many times I've talked to someone who did not receive the scores that they needed. And it was precisely because of that, because they assume, they're like, oh, I already got a good score when I took it before in reading, so I'm not going to even worry about that. I'm just going to focus on writing. And then, yeah, their writing score goes up, but then their reading score goes down. So that's one reason, right? We can't ignore anything. We have to make sure we're prepared for all 4 skills, guys, no matter where you think you're at. You could always be better, first of all, right? And then the other reason is that all of these skills are linked. Like, that is part of the genius behind the study plan, is that, like, if you're in the listening module, you're not just learning listening, right? Like, you are learning skills that will help you in all of the other sections, because it is an English test, and language is a whole, right? We don't only use language to write, right? We use it for everything. So it's all linked, guys. When you're studying for one thing, you're learning vocab, you're learning skills that will help you in the other section. So definitely, Lucia, 100% agree. Don't ignore anything that you are tempted to.
Jessica, if I can compliment, like when it comes to the course, something that I've noticed is like I am living in Portugal, but Portugal is not my country, my original country. So I'm here. I have a few friends, but most of the time, like I was studying alone. And I didn't want to bother like people around me to have conversations with me or something, you know, like sometimes it was a bit, let me do my thing here. So the course really was a kind of partner for me. I really think like in this way, you know, it was super interesting the way you built it, because in my opinion, it wasn't just like, this is how you're going to pass the test. It was so focused on the psychological part of things. I mean, because this test is all about psychology.
Totally.
I mean, and you were, I mean, that's the differential part of it, because you thought about it and you tried to put it like, there's a part when you say, it was, I mean, besides your super high energy and amazing vibe, that was just like, I was listening to you many times alone. I was like, okay, there's someone with me, because I really hate this feeling lonely, you know, like when I'm studying. And you were there, it seemed for me that you were there, you know, and the Facebook community also didn't make me feel alone. But it was a part like when you also were commenting, I really felt that it was for my life, not just for SD exam. Just say at some part you say, guys, you really need to have like content to write about. I mean, do you read newspapers? It will be really good for you, not just for the final results. And I was like, yeah, that's great advice. I mean,
I love it.
What we are just gonna gain, you know, like if we are well informed, if we can discuss it, we're gonna become more interesting. As a friend, or anyway,
just as a person in the world, a citizen of the world, a member of society. For sure, that is a huge motivation for us in anything we create, is that we want to create a culture of positive thinking. We want people to connect what they're learning to their lives, right? So there's nothing on the study plan that won't help you with IELTS, right? Everything is there because it will help your score. But at the same time, there's a lot of activities there and advice and ways that we talk about things that will serve you in your future academic career, right? When you move abroad and you're talking to other native speakers, you're gonna have stuff to talk about. And hopefully, my wish is that we're creating lasting habits, right? Like, you're gonna be more tempted to read the news from now on. You're going to notice things in the world that maybe you wouldn't have thought about before because of your experiences studying English and IELTS. And like, and also, guys, I want to sort of end on this note today that IELTS is not, that's not why you're studying English, right? Lucia, like, that's not it. Like, it doesn't end there. IELTS is just a stepping stone onto getting your master's, right? Onto immigrating to Canada with your family, whatever your goals are. IELTS is just, it's just a door. You have to pass through that door to get onto your future dream. So always keep that in mind for sure. Now, Lucia, what does this result mean for you? What is the door you have walked through it? You are done with IELTS. So where are you headed next?
Okay, so when I got my results, actually, I felt, as a psychological gain, I would say that I felt very confident about my English, as I never felt before. That was, again, just like personally speaking. But yeah, but after that, I am able to finally apply to master's degrees around the world. So I applied already for a few in Europe. They really require that I had like at least 7. So it was really funny because the plan has this part when you have to make a wish and your statement. I'm gonna get these results. And I did that, and my scores were exactly as the ones I reviewed. Exactly.
That's
even
amazing.
That was so precise. It was weirdly precise. The same score that I turned it. Yeah, it was just like that. And so I am applying, now waiting for results. And actually, I even started a new job, and this new job is as a copywriter. So
cool.
Even before that, it was useful because I keep studying and improving my writing skills as well. And just for you to know, I also subscribe to New York Times.
Awesome.
So you are creating lasting habits.
Yes. achievement unlocked. I feel like I approach life as a video game sometimes, and I have now unlocked a new level for you and hopefully other people and myself. Real fast, guys. Again, I know I said the last thing was the last thing, but this is the last thing. I was lucky enough to actually teach you it, like, online in some personal classes, and one message that stuck for me was, Lucia, you were talking about feeling empowered, right? When you listen to us and when you study with us, and now that you've gotten your IELTS scores, definitely empowered, right? Can you just quickly define what that means to you, feeling empowered?
Yeah, it is really about, I guess, self-esteem. I mean, I really feel that I can do things that, I mean, I know it is, it may seem just a score, but it's not. We know how hard it is to get it.
Yeah.
And I felt really empowered, actually, because I also felt connected to you, because you were, I mean, you and the other teachers, Lindsay and Aubrey as well, I mean, you're all women. I felt, oh my gosh, they are really putting themselves out there to teach me. So, and they are really professional. I felt it were really professional, you know? So I was like, okay, why shouldn't trust, should I not trust you? So the results were great. I really feel like, okay, now I have something that validates me, you know, somehow.
Yeah.
And I needed it.
True. Oh gosh, thank you so much. Okay. Yeah. I'm so glad I remembered that, because I remember in our coaching session before, I was like, oh, empowered. I want to talk about that. Okay.
Yeah. In our coaching section, actually, you correct me in a few things that were super important. And more than that, you actually, I was super bad in speaking with you. And that was great. You know, it was really great, because I could then, oh my gosh, wait, I'm really not great in that. Let me exercise more. So it was really great that I had that moment with you to be aware and not have the same mistake in the real test. It was just very, very great.
Oh, I love it. Okay. I'm sure, Lucia, there are 1,000 more things we could discuss, but I'm going to bring this to a close today. I feel like this is a powerful episode, and I really hope for everyone listening today that you can find some inspiration in this conversation, and everything is possible. Right? Everything is possible. And I know stuff is scary right now, but this too shall pass. We say that a lot in English. This too shall pass. So guys, stay positive. And remember, we are closing our review contest soon. So on Apple Podcasts or Stitcher, wherever you listen, leave IELTS Energy a review, guys. And one lucky reviewer will be chosen for a free IELTS lesson with us. So guys, leave us a review. And Lucia, thank you so much. Congratulations.
Thank you so much, Jessica. It was really great to be here with you.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to IELTS Energy. Hit subscribe now and don't forget to find your estimated band score at allearsenglish.com/myscore.